Good morning, this is Lorna on 2SCR. How to make a rock. Please find a piece of paper. 1. Scrunch it up. 2. Throw it. That was a poem by Palestinian-Lebanese poet Haseeb Harani, one of the poets who will be presenting at 5 in Parramatta on September 25th for the Sydney Fringe Festival at an event entitled The Poets Speak. The other writers are Eunice Andrada, Kate Fagan, Shime Knežević, and Sunita Perez da Costa. All of these writers have recent or forthcoming collections with Gerimondo Publishing, and I am joined today by the director of Gerimondo, Ivor Indic. Welcome, Ivor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I started with Haseeb's poem, How to Make a Rock, because I think it inadvertently encapsulates Gerimondo's output quite well. Perhaps you might disagree, but I thought, you know, here are some words on a page evoking a physical object, that is, the rock that could be thrown by a Palestinian child at an Israeli soldier or tank that gets them inhumanely trapped in Israeli prisons, this exemplifying factual disproportion. But the poem also has, you know, justified resistance against the oppressor. There is the published word on the page that gives a voice to a silenced ethnicity, that in of itself a tool of resistance. But it also reminds me of drafting, redrafting in the writing process, the cliche of scrunched up paper in the bin, the pursuit of, you know, creative satisfaction and excellence. But most of all, what I think is present in Haseeb's writing, which is so fresh and raw, is the hope in the power of language to affect change. So this upcoming event, I think, is happening at a pivotal time. It is Gerimondo's 30th birthday this year. You've been going for so long with amazing output. The publishing industry, I know, faces many challenges, including rising costs. Why do you continue to publish writers who make readers uncomfortable? And what are these 5 poets writing about that you believe needs to be heard?
Well, I think it's the function of literature, and particularly poetry, to make readers feel uncomfortable, in the sense that, you know, it causes them to question a whole lot of assumptions that they might have, not necessarily political or social assumptions, but assumptions about language as well. And each of the poets does that in different ways. So, I don't apologise for that.
And you have stuck with many of the same authors over various collections and novels. What have you learned from nurturing these poets over years and sometimes decades in helping them develop their work?
Well, first of all, I guess I learned what I already knew, and that is that literary reputation, you have to take the long view, particularly with poetry, because, you know, you might only sell a few hundred copies. Mm. And so the reputation of the poet and their ability to get funding and to win prizes is very much a long process. So it's a terrific trip journey, if you like, to accompany a poet over several collections to see how their work develops, gains in confidence and in range as well.
Yeah, and these 5 poets that are speaking at this event, what have you, I guess, gleaned from their work? Like, how are they special? And I mean, I've read 4 of the 5 and they're all so different and have such different backgrounds, and they all offer something unique.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something unique that they offer, given that they're from many different backgrounds, is their voices. Poetry works in subtle ways, you know, to express character and emotion. And so it may be things that you don't pick up immediately, but somehow resonate with you, like the accent of the voice, or the sense of a dramatic quality of the voice. Some poets are very dramatic, theatrical, and I would say that for Eunice Andrada, her new collection is in the form of, has an opera built into it, and it's in 3 acts. So the theatrical potential there is very strong. But Shime, on the other hand, has what I take to be a characteristic Eastern European inflection to his poetry. That is, it depends very heavily on understatement and resonance. Mm. So that's a very different kind of effect. And then Kate Fagan is a singer-songwriter. And so necessarily, I think you get a lyrical quality, a kind of song-like dependence on rhythm in her poetry. Sunita is of Indian background, and I think her voice is really strong, you know, in terms of building character in the poems. So, and of course, they all come from different backgrounds. Hasib is Palestinian Lebanese. Eunice is from the Philippines. Shime is from Croatia. So inevitably, I think you're getting different voices, different accents. And that's exciting to me because it's easy to assume that a poet always has the same voice, but that's not the case.
Yeah, definitely. And in Sunita Perez da Costa's collection, The Prodigal, there is a line that stuck out to me that says, "Love was this perpetual leap of faith, wrapped in layers stained with doubt, gift without expectation or regret." How do you think poetry can provide freedom, both for the writer and for the reader?
Well, I think this is particularly the case with Hasib because he's writing against a very strong sense of oppression, dispossession, imprisonment even. And so the poetry has in itself a kind of freedom of expression. And a very, again, I just come back to the word resonant. You started with, you know, the image of the rock, and it's amazing how that image through his poetry just builds and builds and builds until it means so much more than a rock. And there's other images in there, what he calls the file storch, which is the stalk that is speared in Africa and yet somehow makes its way all the way over to the Middle East. That's a kind of liberation as well, even though it bears the scars of oppression and injury too.
Yeah, I truly love that collection of his. I think it's one of the most powerful poetry collections I've ever read.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it has obviously a real life effect to it because we are witnessing such tragedy in Gaza. But I also think the book manages to have you like almost holding your breath the whole time while having a consistent theme of breath as a main subject. So he's done an amazing job with that collection. And so many of these writers speaking at this event have won lots of awards. You must be proud as their publisher.
Oh, yes. Look, I did want to say that these are all top-notch poets, you know. And that's partly the point of having the event in Parramatta. It's to say, look, you know, Parramatta can be the stage for internationally recognised writers. It doesn't all have to happen in central Sydney, nor do the poets necessarily come from central Sydney, you know, from the eastern suburbs or the North Shore. So there is a point, even in the staging, I think, to stress the diversity of and the excellence of the poets.
Amazing. Yeah, so if you are wanting to attend this event, it is free. It is on September 25th, and it is at 5, which is a great community location near Parramatta Station. Thank you so much, Ivor, for talking to us. Long may Jaramundo continue.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me on.